Episode 561. Thank you all for listening to episode 560, Russ the New Bus. I am Gray here with my co-host.
Bear Sting Bear. Almost sound like Bear Steam Bear, but
That's it. That's why it was fucking good.
Cody Allen.
All right, so we're here. We'll get through the sponsors real quick. We're doing a watch along Sting versus Triple H at WrestleMania 31, just to kind of pay our homage to old Stinger from last week when he retired. But let's go through that. So thank you to Wes Anderson for Mind Quarantine. Check him out on Facebook, Wes Anderson Music. Wes Anderson Music. Give him a follow on X and Instagram at Songs by Wes. Thanks to All Wear Clothing. Visit allwearclothing.com and Shoulder Line Podcast to Brandon. He will hook you up with that merch deal. Thank you to Crandall Squatty Landscaping. Give Sean a call, 419-704-5471. Serves the Toledo and surrounding areas and not.
Levi Stadium, San Francisco, California.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you to Paper Denim Art. Go to Facebook, check out Paper Denim Art, and tell Danny what you need, and she will hook you up with that deal. Thank you to Sparty Steve, Gray Key Merch, and last but not least, Connell Barrett at datingtransformation.com.
And make sure you get over to datingtransformation.com and get your free consultation from Connell when you mention Over the Line Podcast. And in the meantime, get to amazon.com and buy Connell's book, Dating Sucks, But You Don't.
So as we mentioned, we're watching along Sting go on to the Peacock WrestleMania Season 31. 57 minutes, 7 seconds. You should see a Sting woo sign on your screen. And when we say go, we are going to begin. So if you have to pause this show to get going, go ahead and pause your show and then get the Peacock fired up. But we're going to get going on go. So 3, 2, 1, and go.
I'd say this was the second worst pay-per-view match, but I forgot like half the stuff in WCW after 98. So,
I mean, his match with Hogan in 97 at Starrcade was terrible.
I enjoyed it.
Because he didn't tan.
It was awful.
It was not good.
It was not good at all, but I love seeing him get the belt. And Bret Hart coming out because it was right after the Montreal screw job.
That's what ruined it. That's what ruined it.
So I know Sting talks about this entrance down, like just how massive it is. The long ramp, all the people at Levi's.
Look at him looking around, man. Well, because you got to think, in WCW, he had no more than 50,000. That was Georgia Dome. And he probably just sat in the rafters the whole time. And then at TNA, he had no more than 8,000 ever.
Yeah.
That's pretty big.
Yeah. And you know what they should, you know, no more.
What, Road Wild is probably stadiums. Where he had the most in WCW, right?
Oh, yeah. Sturgis. Yep. Yeah.
They made those numbers up so bad.
Yeah.
That was a lot of goddamn bikes, though.
Yeah, but everything was free. Like, what the fuck's the point? None of them tickets were paid, man. It's all, it was free.
All beer sales, man.
Right.
Yeah. They probably didn't even get that. They probably let them BYOB right in there, right on the.
Yeah.
That's a great concept. Good luck, but I don't know.
Yeah, I know there's football stadiums and everything else on the West Coast, but no more WrestleManias on the West Coast, man.
I don't want to see it light out.
Yeah.
Kind of ruins it.
Yeah, like it's just a bad look.
Sting with a dark entrance is what I want to see. I mean, it's fucking daylight, Cody.
It's fucking daylight, Eric. And I wish they would have let him keep his WCW theme when he was, you know, the Crow Sting, because it was just awesome.
I agree. You know, it's WWE. They always want their, you know, whatever happens, they want it to be their own. I mean, that's happened since the beginning of time, though, so you really can't blame them for it.
Talking about the Metallica song?
No, Seek and Destroy, you know, they use that. Obviously, yeah. The AEW, I'm talking about the soft one that was like on a violin.
Oh, I thought they did at one point.
They didn't use it in WWE. They just used that, dun, 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 you know, that shit.
Or they, oh, they used it for the 2K book. They used it for the game when they put him in 2K.
That was a good one. It's like I always loved Rey Mysterio Jr.'s like WCW theme too from the 90s. Yeah,
Well, I
this
don't
was,
think they
you're
wanted to
right,
pay
this was the
Jimmy Hart.
Terminator entrance. This was a good one.
Yeah. I don't think Vince wanted to pay Jimmy Hart any more money.
Yeah, no shit. This was, I think, Gray, did you come over and watch this at my apartment? 31. Did I watch it?
This
Man.
is like the first one. This was like the first one when I got back into wrestling again. Because this was the first one that had
Because
WWE
30 we
Network.
watched at the in-laws, right?
No, 30
No,
you were
that was
at.
25. 30 I was at.
Yeah.
25, me and Cody were at. 25 was we watched at my
25.
in-laws.
Yeah, 25 we watched at the in-laws. I think
15
30.
fucking years ago, dude.
I
That's
think
crazy.
31. I'm pretty sure 31 you came over. That was my apartment because this was the first year on the WWE Network. This was not a paper. This was
Yeah, that's
the
right.
first WWE Network WrestleMania. Was badass.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, Triple H always had the best entrances.
Oh, of course.
Didn't have to.
Don't think so.
Is that tin foil on the top?
Who had better WrestleMania entrances than Triple H?
Undertaker.
Yeah.
Oh, they're all the fucking same.
Still cool. Cena with the glass in Detroit was dope with the car.
Yeah, everyone has one good one. Undertaker's best one is when he came back at 20. There's a
Well, that one
Oh,
was kind
I loved it because he came
of,
back as a dead man.
which one? The one where he's like, kind of walking through, where it looked like he's like coming through hell, He's got like the demons, reaching up for him and everything. What was that? Is that 27? 28?
Okay, I don't remember that one.
Which one?
Was that 28? Or 27,
When what happened?
where he's like coming up, where it looks like he's climbing up from hell, and the demons are reaching up at him and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see, that one was pretty good. What, 14? 14 was all right.
Yeah, 14 was just like 20, though, kinda.
The two with Sean. 25 and 26, those are pretty good.
Who'd Taker fight at this one?
This was the, what
Bray?
is the Rock or Bray Wyatt? I think
Yeah. Is this the
this was
second
Bray
one?
Wyatt.
But this match right here followed Seth Rollins and Orton. Orton, obviously doing the when he did the kick up with Rollins. Fucking taking a sweet RKO, and then of course at the end of the night Rollins cashes in, which that was actually unexpected. I remember that shit. Forget all about it because he lost earlier in the card.
I think Triple H had like a thing for costumes too, man. He's always dressing up as something.
I liked it. The tank was cool. I though always have liked Motorhead though, so
Same.
I think that's why I kind of tend to not tr you know to go closer to a Triple H entrance as good ones.
Like the one where Motorhead was actually there,
That
actually.
that was 17, wasn't it?
When
I think
Motorhead was there?
yeah, when he faced the Undertaker, I think that was 17.
Yeah, because he fought what? Taker at 17, 26, 27?
I think so.
Yeah. Or no, 17, 27, 28, because 25, 26 was Michaels.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Because Michaels went fucking Cena, Flair, Taker, Taker.
Triple H up there saying my fucking house. It's awesome.
I don't know. Now, when you look back at this, do you think this was the right match, or would you have rather seen Taker and him?
I mean, I don't know.
don't know.
I don't think
I
I
they
mean,
always they
I
didn't
like it.
necessarily try to I don't know, they didn't necessarily try to compare Sting and Taker until like with the Crow Sting stuff. And then, because it was always Sting and Bret Hart.
I agree, man.
And
Sting is always just a really good wrestler, like, and so is
but
Taker, don't get me wrong, but
Sting got the biggest in his career when he became Crow Sting, and that's when it kind of switched over. And I think I would have been okay with Sting Taker if Taker was still undefeated at this point. Then I felt like it would have meant more.
I don't know. Now looking back, I'm glad they didn't do it. It really wouldn't have made sense. Because, I mean, Sting's not, if you think of what the Undertaker is, or what he's, supposed to be character-wise, like, supposed to be this undead dude from Death Valley. And Sting's just a guy that wears black and white.
He's a scorpion, man. They're out in Death Valley.
I mean, let's just all be thankful it wasn't Sting and Vince McMahon, like
Oh,
probably Vince
God.
wanted.
I'm gonna bury Sting.
Because I'm pretty positive that that would have fucking happened. Well, this was a decent match too. This wasn't a bad match. Sting wasn't here that. What was he here another what? Couple months and he was done.
Well, when Seth threw him through a fucking broke his neck, basically.
Then he thought to himself, well, "I'm going to give up wrestling again until I want to go through tables from the top of a ladder at 60 years old."
Or threw glass in my last match.
Right. A big drop kick right there. Now scream, Sting. There you go. I like it. How old was Sting here?
He's what, 63 now, so
50,
54.
54, 55. Look at what the WWE crowd knows that he still has it 9 years ago. Look at them. They're so smart.
Marks.
Oh, yeah, you got a load of Mark WrestleMania crowd.
Half these turds were in the Cow Palace. Why couldn't we have WrestleMania in the Cow Palace?
Yeah, complaining.
And then bring it outside. Well, why is it got to be outside? It's kind of suck to be on the fucking. All these people get camera side and they got to sit there in the sun with their
In the
sunglasses
sun too.
on.
Oh, I know it.
Dude, all of
Oh, man.
them. Oh, it's brutal. Intimidation. Right hands in your face.
Poor Hunter. That's probably when he probably realized his heart wasn't
Yeah, that poor fuck.
Yeah, it's gotta suck to
Yeah.
be a millionaire.
I mean, steroids do
Being
that to you.
about to get, all the $1 billion. Now you got a fake heart for the rest of your life. I mean, you're even stronger. It's even better.
Yeah. Imagine how he feels now. It's like, man, I thought I was marrying into the billions, marrying into some money. Now come to find out he was a dirty old man, legitimately. Now that all the money about to be gone, he gonna go to jail.
You gotta pay off all them women.
Yeah, I gotta pay all these people off, and I might get fired.
He ain't getting
And you
fired.
get fired.
Well, I don't know. Some more stuff came out not too long ago.
Have you realized all this shit that's come out? Not one of it has been clarified as true yet. Even
See,
the Lesnar stuff.
yeah, well, isn't it, since it's in a lawsuit, though, I guess nobody's leaking anything.
We're gonna see.
which is crazy.
You would think that something would have come out. I mean, the world we live in,
Most,
I mean, no one's even
yeah.
doctored a video.
Yeah, like most of the
Well,
time there's leaks all over the place.
besides those texts that came out, which were doctored, but I still don't think Vince texts like that. I'd be shocked.
No shit.
I could see it.
I could see it,
I
but
could
it's
see
just
it.
hard to believe. I
No,
agree.
I see it. The same Vince McMahon that walked around with a purple do on and a three-piece suit. Oh yeah, he was texting like that.
Do-rag Vince was awesome, though. You gotta admit it. It was so bad, it was good.
Yeah, I can see him. I can see him sending each and every one of those texts.
I bet it wasn't, though. It was probably just it was him saying it and someone else texting it.
Yeah, like I think that's he probably figured out how to use the
Talk to text.
the speech to text.
Oh man, that'd be great. Like, why is the phone yelling at me?
Yeah. All I keep hearing is this growl. Oh man. You know that you still got a chance. That just lets you know how myopic WWE fans really are, though. It's where, like, if you don't do, I mean, mind you, Sting hadn't been wrestling the last, I don't know, what, 20 years? Like, he never stopped wrestling.
Right.
But yeah, he comes to WrestleMania, does a couple moves, and all of a sudden, you still got it.
Because
Like,
that's
he was
all the
wrestling.
chance. It was the same three chance back then.
Yeah. But it's
This
like, but
is
they never,
awesome. Yeah.
yeah. But most WWE fans don't watch anything but WWE.
Correct.
And probably had no clue Sting was wrestling in TNA the whole time.
Well,
Putting
most.
on pretty good matches too, might I add.
Man.
What was your favorite version of Sting?
Me, it's still Surfer Sting for me, man.
Yeah.
Like, just to me, those were all the classics came from. With Flair and Great Muda and those matches he had with Rick Rude and Vader.
Was that bruise there, or did he just get it?
I think he just got it.
Yeah.
But he tear his fucking leg,
I
ass
was
cheek.
saying, didn't he tear something? Didn't Triple H tear something in this match?
I remember he tore his fucking, what was that, tricep in the match
Yeah.
with him and Michaels on Michaels' comeback.
Yeah. And
What a shit show of a match that was.
That was
no,
the Kane and Undertaker, wasn't it?
Yeah, Kane's mask came off. They missed the
man.
spot for Michaels. Triple H got hurt.
Yeah,
And then
bad.
what, Michaels, you can see him saying, "We're too old for this shit."
Yeah.
That's brutal.
But I bet you old Sean, if you put him in one-on-one with somebody like AJ Styles or some shit like that, could still run.
Oh no, he can't. He can't even see straight.
Was gonna say that, but Cody beat me to the punch. Yeah, I was about to say.
He can't walk a straight line, let alone. Right?
Poor Sean get pulled over. I'll walk a straight line, sir. Nope. Well,
Right.
you are drunk, man. I've been sober for 15 years. What are you talking about?
Right.
Cross-eyed. Leave me alone.
When did he say that happened in the Taker match?
I thought so.
Like when he
Is
hit
it
the
with
casket, when
Taker?
he fucked his back too?
I thought it was either with Taker or Kane, one of the two.
Yeah.
Oh
Yeah, but you
my
couldn't really tell
God.
he was going cross-eyed until like the last 10 years, though. Like, even in his run when he came back in 02 and all that, you couldn't tell. So it had to be something after that.
Or I thought Jericho did it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. DX comes out. And then the NWO comes out, which is dumb as shit. Look at Billy Gunn. Looks exactly the motherfuckers looked exactly the same for the last 20 years.
HGH will do that for you.
He going
Guy
over
with
the
that
top?
much, a guy with asthma that bad gets bigger
Some
and
stink
bigger.
flies.
Yeah, I think
Never
so.
seen, never seen a scorpion fly before. Shit. See, he was doing that well before AEW. AEW
Yeah,
marks. They don't even
right. I'd say
know.
he was doing that in
Well, he was young then.
he was just the Uncle Dan. He wasn't a grandpa at that point.
Yeah, he
Here's
was.
the This Is Awesome chance, as we mentioned.
Yeah.
Billy getting his ass whipped.
Yeah. That's because Billy was the only one in good enough shape to take them bumps.
Stinger kicks out of the pedigree.
Yeah.
Will
As,
Nage.
those Sting matches, real like Sting's TNA run,
It was a good run.
I'd say it was better than his WWE run, to be
Oh, it
honest.
absolutely was. His WWE run was shit. The
And I'd put it up against his AEW run.
yeah, I loved him and the boys when they were Main Event Mafia. That
Oh
was some
man.
good shit.
I got that TNA app. I gotta watch some more. I gotta
Yeah.
get
Is it
in.
free?
No, it's like $9 a month.
Oh, anybody.
It's like TNA Plus or something. Here come the old fogies.
Right. Which,
Cody's favorite.
oh my gosh. Yeah, which none of this made sense.
No, it didn't. It's just so Hogan can come out and play an air guitar.
Yeah, this was the
So
only music. This is the only music they had rights to because they weren't going to pay
they weren't paying
Masterpiece for
Jimmy's
the
estate. And they weren't paying Jimmy's estate for all the good shit.
Wolfpack. Right.
Voodoo Child.
Yeah, they're like Vince. Sting was in NWO Wolfpack,
My
which was
favorite's
red
Kevin
and
Nash
black.
going down the ramp when he tries to speed up.
Yeah, there is no
Yeah.
speeding up with Kevin Nash.
Right.
Since he's had 76 knee surgeries.
Four quads.
So what, here Hogan's what, 60 some?
Yeah, I think so.
So Sting's age now. But Hogan's looked the same since 1979.
True.
Hogan was 61 here.
You know, and in all honesty, you would think out of this that I hate to say it, but more people would be dead. Only Scott Hall. Couldn't guess that.
Yeah, that's valid.
You watch every other pay-per-view and all these guys are dead. But you watch this. Hunter's alive, Sting's alive, Xbox alive, Nash is alive, Hogan's alive, Billy's alive, Road Dog's alive. Scott Hall, though, didn't make it. After he sobered up. What a shame. Go for the
Didn't
sweet.
even put in the fucking, don't even sit on it.
Yeah, Scott was doing hard drugs, man.
Oh.
He was going ham.
There you go, X-Pac. He took out Hogan. He knows. Oh. Grandpa Kevin just got destroyed. Yep, probably just fucked his knee up again. Yep, there's his quad. Did you see it?
Yeah.
He's holding his quad. He fucked it up.
I think Kevin's gonna outlive all of them, or him and maybe Billy Gunn.
Yeah.
That's gonna be.
Triple H got that new heart now, so he'll outlive them all.
He's got that new
Oh,
heart.
yeah, I
That's
forgot about
fucked.
that. Yeah,
Is it
he did get
true?
the new heart.
It's not fair, man. These guys that get these new pacemakers and shit, like, I should just have them put in now.
Yeah, I was saying, you get one put in now, man, you'll live forever.
That's what I'm saying. Why wait till I have a heart attack? Why don't just do it now? Then you won't have a heart attack.
Hell yeah. Hell, insurance would probably be better too at this point for him.
Is true. Oh, there's HBK. Why didn't Charles Robinson, why didn't Charles Robinson call for the bell there?
It was a no DQ, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was.
Oh, did they? Okay. See, he wasn't that cross-eyed there.
It was still kind of crossy.
Yeah, I can't remember who did it, but somebody did
Now that would have been a good match in their prime, HBK and Sting.
Yeah. Well, I know that was one of the dream matches too. That right there, kids, is a call. That's what's called a dream match.
Yeah.
It's a people who where everyone knows both participants.
That's how AEW be like, who's this HBK that you guys chat about? Who's this heartbroken kid? Did his girlfriend leave him on Instagram or something?
Nash, he's holding his quad.
Poor
Hogan's getting up, holding his back.
Nash. He never really did nothing to hurt nobody. He was just trying to get his money. He never had a leg to stand on.
He was a shit stirrer, though.
Yeah, that too. Good night, Kale.
Hey, yo. It didn't make sense, though. Sting
Who was
never
that?
had
Oh,
any
no, that
beef.
was.
Sting never, if anyone who should have rolled out there, it should have been Lex Luger and Ric Flair.
Yeah. Well, he
Yeah.
would have literally rolled out there.
I would say Luger would have literally rolled out at that point. He would have came out in the Frank
It's the
Renone
narcissist, wheelchair Luger.
green screen. I wish Bobby Heenan was still alive so he could have said the narcissist. That always made me laugh. The
narcissist.
narcissist. So good. Oh, he broke the sledgy. Not the sledgy.
Imagine if he missed and hit Triple H's hand there.
That would have been awesome.
You're fired. So he still had the chops there, man. 50s.
I'm about to say, Sting, he's laying it on him there.
Yeah.
His hair looks better now. He had to do something to
I
it. His
know. I
hair
thought
looks
so
better.
too, because you see that big ass spot on the top of his head.
He must have done something. He must have got some Just for Men or some
The
Hims or
hair
some shit.
implants.
Yeah, because I mean, he still has the hair, but yeah, they got a big bald spot in the back. It's thinning a little bit there. But you know, all the years of dyeing your hair blonde will do that to you. Shawn Michaels jumping around down there like a child. Hunter by sledgehammer. A good match.
That's when Sean still had a little hair.
So Billy was the only one in there. I don't know, Sean too, but neither of those two are the only ones not ever in WCW, right? I'm pretty sure Sean and Billy weren't. Road Dogg was for a minute, wasn't he?
Yeah, we know Triple terrorizing.
Era Rising. X-Pac obviously was for a hot cup of coffee.
Yeah, I don't think Sean ever was. I don't think Billy. Yeah, I don't think he ever went.
No, Billy never went.
Well, and he, I said he started in WWE, right? I don't think
Yeah.
it's not like Billy was in Memphis or anywhere. I think he started in WWE, was there, and then by the time he was, well, it was all done for the most part. Yeah, the WCW was gone. Billy ever go to TNA or no? I don't think he did he?
Billy might have went to TNA. I
I
think,
thought he
yeah, he
was.
did. He did.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah, him and Road Dogg, they both went.
That's right. They were, what were they? VKM or whatever. I can't remember what their group was, but it was something about Vince. Yeah, that's right. They were there. So Sean is the only one who never went to another company out of all these guys.
Which I think I also think there's a story out there that even when Sean was gone the whole time, he still got paid.
Yeah, back
So,
in the 90s to 2002.
yeah. So, which I wouldn't doubt. I could see it. So, I mean, I don't know if I could be at home and after I screw my back up and, get high, come back, get high.
Come back, bang Sonny, get high.
Yeah. And not have to take a bump, hey, I'm all for it.
Maria Menounos wearing a Bushwhacker shirt. Classy.
Yep. So that wraps that up. We haven't done a watch along in a minute, so that was always good. I think we should
Well,
probably do another one next week. What do you think for next week? We're in WrestleMania season.
I was gonna say we should probably do them all coming up with WrestleMania as our second episode.
Yep.
What WrestleMania is this gonna be 40, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Go back to
So
30
I was gonna
or
say we can watch
20.
one from 30, 20, or 10. What do you think?
Ooh, 10. You got the ladder match. You got Owen and Brett.
Let's do the ladder match. Let's do Razor and Shawn. How about that?
All right.
I like
Uh,
that.
we ought to watch. We ought to watch the Macho Man Memorial Cup match with him and Crush. Which one?
Which one's that?
That's at 10. That was the one where he like hog tied Crush and hung him upside down.
Oh, that's right. And
And he
okay, I remember that now. Yeah, that was a terrible match. We can watch that one.
like he couldn't figure out how to like tie a knot.
Yeah, it was, and he really wasn't hung upside down because he was like all the way at the bottom.
He like pulled him up and he just started falling right back
Oh, there we go. There's some dead people right there.
down.
Still impressive, though, that most of these people are still alive besides Piper.
The
Oh, no, Pat.
young ones there. Well, Pat's dead too.
Pat is. Steamboat just got chopped.
Chop Maria, you know you want to.
Oh, Brett.
It's a wonder that Shawn Michaels and Shawn Waltman are still alive.
Dude, this is perspective right here, because Brett was kind of small in a ring, but that's perspective how small everybody else is.
Right?
Oh, Ron Simmons. Dang. Never gets old. Never gets old. Oh, man. I don't know how he's not at every single WWE event. He should be like the Ron Killings. R-Truth just come out randomly.
Dude, R-Truth,
Dang.
he was at NXT and he's like, "Hey man, you got it. You could be like the next Shawn Michaels. Heartbreak Kid, it turns, it's fucking Shawn." Like, man, R-Truth is just a national treasure.
He's the only thing keeping that company around. Hey,
Yes.
is this Travis Barker pre-plane crash?
Might be. But we got to wrap this one up. So next week, tune in for Razor and Sean and the Ladder. We've never watched that one, surprisingly. I'm shocked we haven't
WrestleMania
watched it.
10.
So 30 years ago, wild. I mean, that was Brett and Owen. That was a good one too. We could probably there's that was a good card.
Yeah, very good.
So we'll
I mean,
check
it was
that out.
surrounded by two of the worst WrestleManias ever, so it's not that hard to be a good card.
Say it again.
Nine
So surrounded by two of the worst WrestleManias ever, 9 and 11.
and
So
11. What 11 was what? Shawn and Diesel.
that was
Yeah.
Lawrence Taylor and
No.
Bam Bam.
Yeah. Yeah, that was Lawrence and Bam Bam.
The bad.
But it was but Shawn and they weren't the headliner, but Shawn and Diesel were on that card.
Yes.
Yeah, but Lawrence and Bam Bam were the main. And then
Uh-huh.
12 was the
But
Iron Man match.
I mean that WrestleMania also stands out because that's when we found out Brett was invited to the cookout.
The what?
That's when we found out Bret Hart was invited to the cookout.
Why did we
Oh,
find that out?
yeah. Why'd we find that out?
Oh, you never seen that music video with Bret Hart and Salt and Pepper? And yeah, Bret was giving old Pepper the Which, I mean, I can't blame him. I mean, I looked the same way as Salt and Pepper. Salt was rubbing on his chest. And, Bret had that smirk.
So you're saying Brett wasn't having sunny days, he was having salty days.
Oh yeah, Brett was he didn't need sunny days. He was seasoning his chicken.
And he was peppering his meat.
He's peppering the
Love that.
God.
So next week, tune in. WrestleMania 10. We'll watch Razor and Shawn. So thank you to Wes Anderson. Thank you to All Wear Clothing, Crandall's Quality Landscaping, Paper Denim Art, Gray Key Merch, Connell Bear, DatingTransformation.com, and Sparty Steve. And as always, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Get your brackets done. Good night.
And be salting your pepper with Bret Hart.
That's probably why. That's why his all his moves are called the Heart Attack, the Heart Foundation. It's all that seasoning.